Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around.
Well, Stevie Nicks bringing us back, one of her classics, Seven Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bert Folsom is our guest. He's the author of New Deal or Raw Deal and co-author of FDR Goes to War, both available wherever books are sold. BertFolsom.com, is that right?
That's right. That's the blog, is www.BertFolsom.com.
And you're still at Hillsdale College up there in the beautiful
city
of Michigan?
Still at Hillsdale College.
It's a great, great facility. Hillsdale.edu. Check that out as well. Folks, Bert's our resident historian, the original founding historian in our brain trust. We're talking about what people do when they're overtaxed. And we know what they do. They flee. They shrug. They they back things off. They retire. And it's not only policies, Bert, it's the words that,
right,
that just proposing taxes, just talking about the tax regime and the expansion of government that comes from that, talking about that as if it were a positive thing is not good for economic recovery either.
It isn't, but one thing that's good, Jim, that's an optimistic line here, because what's happening in our economy is terrible and the public policy decisions are absolutely awful. They were that way in the 30s and 40s largely too. But I mentioned that we had a top rate in the income tax of 94% on rich people. That rate 40 years later under President Reagan was down to 28%, and we saw a booming economy.
Right. That's when we saw the definition. We saw the dynamism of dynamic scoring.
People often will not keep doing the wrong thing again and again and again, but we're doing it a lot, and it's possible to reach a point of no return. But we made a recovery back then. We saw this is wrong, and we had people begin to cut taxes. We had a tax cut under Kennedy, and we had a big one under Reagan.
One thing to think about, though, Bert, in those days, the taxes went up, the taxes went down, but the social fabric was not affected all that much. We still had a populace who was willing to work. I'm worried that what we're doing now is we're adjusting, we're modifying, we're influencing the social fabric so much right now that we're raising generations. We're creating huge segments of the population that thinks the government owes them something. This entitlement thing. Bert, we didn't have that in the 30s like we have now. We didn't have that in the 60s or the 90s like we have now.
Now, of course, it started a little bit in the 30s and 40s under Roosevelt. But you're right.
This is why this was more dangerous, I think, than what we've had before.
It is. I hear this from my students at Hillsdale, who college, who will tell me that their peers, some of whom, they say, well, they're not going to college, and they're I'm not sure that they're talking about not doing anything, about just getting checks from the government. And I certainly hadn't seen that. We had people who did that, but not people who overtly talked about it like that, is young people. My goodness, young people ought to have hope that you can get out there and do something and shape your life, not that you're going to conform to some government bureaucrat's desire.
But see, you're describing what we've called a part of American exceptionalism. This is what I'm worried about, Bert, is that under, and I'm going to say this, folks, because this is, I have to be honest about this, under President Obama, American exceptionalism is eroding fast, I think. I fear. What do you think, Bert?
Well, it is. Part of the ingredients in American exceptionalism, what makes us exceptional, we have a constitutional government, we have natural rights protected, we have liberty, and we have private property. All of that is under assault.
Mm-hmm. And part of American exceptionalism is the attitude that America is exceptional. Warts and all, mistakes that we make and all, under the fundamental underlying thing is that America is exceptional. And I honestly believe, my friends, that President Obama doesn't believe in that.
No, well, I don't think he does. When he was asked about it that one time, he said, well, yeah.
Many nations are exceptional.
Yeah, the Greeks believe in that, and the Brits believe in it.
Yeah.
In other words, we're just another group.
He basically admitted it, didn't he?
Yeah, in effect, he did.
Yeah. Folks, this is the and those chickens are coming home to roost right now, Bert, in the fact that after 4 years, we still don't have an economic recovery.
Well,
don't take my word for it. Look at the economy.
What we hope is the same thing that happened after Roosevelt, is that you reach a point where you begin to put somebody in there who is able to practice freedom, and then it turns around.
Hopefully so. Hey, Bert, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Jim, thanks for having me on today.
Bert Folsom, ladies and gentlemen, BertFolsom.com. Check out his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.